Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. Mastering IELTS Speaking: How to Describe Adjusting Plans Due to Unforeseen Circumstances. The IELTS Speaking Test often challenges candidates to discuss real-life situations, including unexpected changes to plans. This topic is particularly relevant as it assesses a candidate's ability to articulate experiences, emotions, and problem-solving skills in English. Let's explore how to effectively tackle this subject and maximize your score. Part 1. Introduction and Interview. In this section, the examiner may ask general questions about planning and adapting to changes. Here are some possible questions. Do you usually make plans in advance? How do you feel when your plans change unexpectedly? Are you good at adjusting to new situations? Let's focus on question 2. Sample answer, band 7-8. Well, I'd say my reaction depends on the situation. Generally, I try to stay flexible and adapt to changes. However, if I've put a lot of effort into planning something, I might feel a bit frustrated at first. But I always try to look on the bright side and see if there might be any unexpected benefits to the change. Sample answer, band 8. To be honest, my initial reaction can vary quite significantly depending on the circumstances. If it's a minor change, I tend to take it in stride and even view it as an opportunity for spontaneity. However, for major plans that I've invested considerable time and energy into, I might initially feel a sense of disappointment or frustration. That said, I've learned over time to cultivate a mindset of flexibility and to see unforeseen changes as potential opportunities for growth or new experiences. It's all about maintaining perspective and adapting swiftly to the new situation at hand. Part 2. Long-term, cue card. Here's a cue card related to the topic. Describe a time when you had to adjust your plans due to unforeseen circumstances. You should say what your original plan was, what unexpected event occurred, how you adjusted your plans, how you felt about the situation. Sample answer, band 7-8. I'd like to talk about a time when I had to change my travel plans due to unexpected weather conditions. My original plan was to go on a hiking trip in the mountains with a group of friends. We had been planning this trip for months and were really looking forward to it. However, just 2 days before we were supposed to leave, we received news of a severe storm heading towards the area. The weather forecast predicted heavy rainfall and strong winds, which would make hiking extremely dangerous. We quickly realized that we needed to adjust our plans. Instead of canceling the trip entirely, we decided to change our destination. We found a nearby coastal town that wasn't affected by the storm and opted for a beach vacation instead. Initially, I felt quite disappointed about not being able to go on the hiking trip we had planned. However, as we started exploring the coastal town and enjoying the beach activities, I began to appreciate the change. It turned out to be a refreshing alternative, and we had a great time trying new water sports and relaxing by the sea. This experience taught me the importance of being flexible and making the best of unexpected situations. It also showed me that sometimes unplanned changes can lead to equally enjoyable experiences. Sample answer. I'd like to recount an instance when I had to significantly alter my plans due to unforeseen circumstances. My original intention was to embark on a meticulously planned hiking expedition in the Andes Mountains with a group of close friends. We had spent months preparing for this adventure, carefully mapping out our route, training rigorously, and investing in specialized equipment. However, a mere 48 hours before our scheduled departure, we received an alarming weather advisory. Meteorologists were predicting an unprecedented storm system to hit the region, bringing with it the potential for flash floods and landslides. The severity of the forecast made it abundantly clear that proceeding with our original plan would be not just imprudent, but potentially life-threatening. Faced with this predicament, we had to swiftly recalibrate our entire approach. Rather than completely abandoning our vacation plans, we opted for a radical change of scenery. After some hasty research and deliberation, we redirected our journey to a coastal town in a different part of the country, one that promised fair weather and a plethora of outdoor activities. I must admit, my initial reaction was one of profound disappointment. The prospect of forsaking a long-anticipated adventure was difficult to accept. However, As we began to explore the possibilities our new destination offered, my perspective started to shift. We found ourselves immersed in a rich tapestry of coastal culture, trying our hand at surfing, kayaking through mangrove forests, and savoring local culinary delights. This experience served as a powerful reminder of the importance of adaptability and resilience in the face of adversity. It reinforced the notion that sometimes the most rewarding experiences stem from unexpected detours. Moreover, it highlighted the value of maintaining a positive outlook and being open to alternative experiences. In retrospect, while our original plan didn't materialize, the unplanned coastal adventure proved to be equally enriching, albeit in ways we hadn't anticipated. It fostered a deeper appreciation for spontaneity and reinforced the adage that life often presents its most valuable lessons through unforeseen challenges. Follow-up questions. How did this experience change your approach to planning future trips? Do you think it's important to have a backup plan for important events? Sample answer for question 1, band 7-8. This experience definitely made me more aware of the need for flexibility when planning trips. Now, I always check the weather forecast closer to the departure date and have some alternative activities in mind, just in case. I've also learned to be more open-minded about changes and to see them as potential opportunities for new experiences. Sample answer for question 1, band 8-9. This experience was truly transformative in terms of how I approach trip planning now. It instilled in me a profound appreciation for contingency planning. I now meticulously research not just my primary destination, but also surrounding areas that could serve as viable alternatives. Additionally, I've started to build more flexibility into my itineraries, allowing for last-minute adjustments without derailing the entire trip. Perhaps most importantly, this experience has cultivated a mindset of adaptability that extends beyond travel. I've come to view unexpected changes not as setbacks, but as opportunities for growth and novel experiences. This shift in perspective has proven invaluable, not just in travel planning, but in navigating life's various challenges. Part 3. Two-way discussion. In this section, the examiner might ask more abstract questions related to planning and adapting to changes. Here are some possible questions. Why do you think some people find it difficult to adjust to unexpected changes? How can societies better prepare for unforeseen events? Do you think modern technology has made it easier or harder to deal with unexpected situations? Let's focus on question 1. Sample answer. I think there are several reasons why some people struggle with unexpected changes. Firstly, many individuals thrive on routine and feel uncomfortable when their plans are disrupted. Additionally, some people may lack confidence in their ability to handle new situations, which can make changes seem more daunting. Another factor could be past negative experiences with unexpected changes, which might make them more resistant to future alterations in plans. Lastly, in some cultures, there's a strong emphasis on sticking to plans, which can make it harder for people to adapt when things don't go as expected. Sample answer, band 8-9. The difficulty some individuals face in adjusting to unexpected changes can be attributed to a complex interplay of psychological, cultural, and experiential factors. Firstly, there's the aspect of cognitive rigidity. Some people have a natural predisposition towards fixed mindsets, making it challenging for them to pivot when circumstances change. This rigidity often stems from a deep-seated need for control and predictability in one's environment. Additionally, fear of the unknown plays a significant role. Unexpected changes thrust individuals into unfamiliar territories, potentially triggering anxiety and stress responses. This fear can be particularly acute for those who have had negative experiences with change in the past, leading to a phenomenon psychologists refer to as learned helplessness. Cultural factors also come into play. In societies that place a high value on planning and predictability, individuals may internalize these values to such an extent that deviation from plans is seen as a personal failure rather than an opportunity for growth. Furthermore, our modern lifestyle, paradoxically, may contribute to this inflexibility. While we live in a fast-paced world, many aspects of our lives are increasingly controlled and predictable thanks to technology. This can inadvertently reduce our capacity to handle unexpected situations when they do arise. Lastly, it's worth considering the role of emotional intelligence. Those with lower emotional intelligence may struggle more with the emotional regulation required to navigate unexpected changes effectively. Understanding these multifaceted reasons can help us develop strategies to become more adaptable, both on an individual and societal level. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. Adaptability, noun, bileti, the quality of being able to adjust to new conditions. Example, her adaptability allowed her to thrive in various work environments. Resilience, noun, resilience, the capacity to recover quickly from difficulties. Example, the team showed great resilience in the face of numerous setbacks. To take something in stride, idiom, to deal with something unpleasant without difficulty. Example, he took the sudden change of plans in stride and quickly adjusted his schedule. To cultivate a mindset, phrase, to develop a particular way of thinking. Example, she tried to cultivate a mindset of positivity even in challenging situations. To recalibrate, verb rate, to change the way you do or think about something. Example, after the unexpected event, we had to recalibrate our entire approach to the project. Contingency planning, noun. Tingency planning, the creation of a strategy to deal with possible future events or circumstances. Example, good contingency planning helped the company navigate through the crisis. To foster, fuster, to encourage the development of something. Example, this experience fostered a deeper appreciation for spontaneity in my life. Examiner's advice. To achieve a high score in the IELTS speaking test, particularly when discussing adjusting plans due to unforeseen circumstances. Use a range of vocabulary. Incorporate advanced words and phrases related to change, adaptation, and emotions. Provide specific examples. When describing your experience, give detailed information about the situation, your actions, and your feelings. Show reflection. Demonstrate how the experience affected you or what you learned from it. Use a variety of grammatical structures. Include complex sentences and different tenses to showcase your language proficiency. Practice fluency. Work on speaking smoothly and confidently, minimizing hesitations and fillers. Develop your ideas. Don't just answer the questions briefly. Expand on your thoughts and provide reasoning for your opinions. Stay on topic. Ensure your answers are relevant to the questions asked. Remember, the key to success in the IELTS speaking test is to communicate effectively and demonstrate your English language skills. Regular practice with a variety of topics will help you feel more confident and perform better on test day. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.